is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday the decision of the International Criminal Court's prosecutor to seek arrest warrants against him and his defense minister was a moral outrage of historic proportions.
This is like creating a moral equivalence after September 11th between President Bush and Osama bin Laden, or during World War II between FDR and Hitler. What a travesty of justice. What a disgrace.
Israel launched a war against the Hamas Islamist movement, Hamas that rules the Gaza Strip after Palestinian militants rampaged Israeli communities on October 7th of last year, killing some 1,200 people and taking more than 250 people hostage. Israeli attacks have killed over 35,000 Palestinians in Gaza, according to the Gaza Strip's health authorities. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued condolences on Monday over the death of the Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, who lost his life in a crash Sunday.
The Secretary General is saddened by the death of Sayed Ibrahim Raisi, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and Hossein Amir Abdollahian, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as their colleagues in the helicopter accident.
United Nations spokesman Stephane Dujarric. Raisi was a hardliner seen as a potential successor to the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Crash came at a time of growing dissent within Iran over an array of political, social, and economic crises, as well as international pressure over Tehran's disputed nuclear program and the country's deepening military ties with Russia during the war with Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is committing to keep U.S. weapons moving to Ukraine as Kyiv faces one of its toughest moments against a renewed assault by Russia. Austin and as many as 50 defense leaders from Europe and around the world were meeting Monday. This is VOA News. The U.S. government's attempts to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange from Britain on charges of espionage took another legal twist on Monday, as judges ruled he must be given the right to a full appeal against the order based on freedom of speech. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
The hearing at London's High Court Monday was the last legal hope for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to halt his imminent extradition to the United States. The judges ruled that a full appeal hearing must be held into whether the Australian citizen would be able to rely on the US First Amendment right to free speech in an American court. Assange's lawyers successfully argued that US government assurances over his ability to rely on those First Amendment rights were inadequate. A new appeal process could take months or years. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Haiti's main international airport has reopened nearly 3 months after gang violence forced authorities to close it. The reopening Monday of the airport in Port-au-Prince is expected to help ease a critical shortage of medications and other basic supplies. The country's main seaport remains badly affected. Gangs control 80% of the capital. U.S.-based airlines are not expected to start using the capital until late May or early June. In recent weeks, U.S. military planes have landed with civilian contractors to help Haiti prepare for the arrival of foreign forces expected to help quell the violence. Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, testified he stole money from Trump's company as the defense pressed a key hush money trial witness on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more.
Under redirect prosecution, star witness Michael Cohen again admits stealing from the Trump organization, saying it was after his bonus went from $150,000 to just $50,000. Cohen telling jurors, "I was angered because of the reduction in the bonus, and so I just felt like it was self-help." Cohen also testifying he sought that reimbursement at the same time he was seeking payment for the money he paid Stormy Daniels. Trump denies falsifying business records to cover that payment. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Australian and New Zealand governments say they are sending planes to evacuate their nationals from violence-scorched New Caledonia. The Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong confirmed Tuesday that Australia had received clearance for two flights to evacuate citizens and other tourists from New Caledonia amid violent unrest that has been beset the French Pacific, where indigenous people have long sought independence from France. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.